Blog Talk Radio.
Explore. Explore our lives. As we explore the galaxy, trying to expand the boundaries of our lives.
Find yourself somebody.
God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
I want to say this tonight as I get ready to talk. I want to talk about what's going on in Chicago where we're going to have a service. I've never seen so many Uncle Tom black folks. All the aldermen. We got 1, 2, 3 black aldermen. They all was running for mayor of Chicago because each one, Sawyer and Jesse White didn't run, but Jesse White endorsed Vallis. And all the black aldermen have endorsed a white man when they got up and told the black community that they wanted to do something for the community. They all lost because they couldn't come together. It's a shame to see black folks so divided in 2023. We still Uncle Toms. And I got to say this, all these black aldermen, they all need to be fired and be boycotted. Every one of them need to be boycotted. If you can't see, right now I just got a call from Mississippi. I got a call from Mississippi where the white folks cut a boy's head off and cut him up. And Mr. White gonna get it from me, and we're gonna deal with it. But I'm just gonna let so we still dealing with racism and white supremacy in America. Taylor, Mississippi, they cut the boy's head off and cut his body. He called and said the white folks were following him. They fought and cut his head off. This is 2023. We still dealing with racism and white supremacy in America. And right in Chicago, where Emmett Till was killed right here. And these black Uncle Tom aldermen, every one of them, Sawyer, and all the rest of them need to be put out and tarred and feathered and put out in the bushes. Because they are not for the interest of the black man or the black woman. That's a shame that this kind of stuff that go on in 2023. It's a shame. You know, I just want to talk about that because it's happening in Chicago, Detroit. Now, let me explain. Some of you live in Detroit. Some of you live in Mississippi, Arkansas. This is what happened. Lightfoot was running for mayor to get back in. Now, you had 4 or 5 blacks running against her. You had one Mexican, one white. All of them lost, but one black man, Johnson, and Vallis, okay? All the black, and don't tell me nothing about Willie Wilson. He can buy all the gas he wants to. He needs to go back to Mississippi where he come from. You know, he getting stuff from China while he buying gas. And he's a big Uncle Tom that you ever seen. He's impressed somebody. We're going to vote for Dallas, for Vallis. What about the black man? You come to them churches and told black preachers you want to do something for black folks. That means you want to be the mayor. And this young boy, I was so sick. I was telling Dale Spain, I'm so sick of these Uncle Tom niggas. Black Uncle Tom. I mean, what I mean by that, when Gate Mile was saying the boogie, woogie, woogie, I understood when Pearl was telling me what it means, those ancestors fought, they were picking cotton, they were chopping corn, they were working in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, they were working. But the little time they had was was on Saturday night and Sunday night, so they go do the boogie woogie. So I understood what our ancestors were going through, but here it is, 2023, you got Negro still look white folks. I need to play Malcolm X. They want to live by him. They want to, you got to understand, do what you got to understand. Valor's got some people undercover supporting him. He got the Cubs supporting him. They're undercover. They putting the money out there, but they name out there. Then you got the Bears supporting them. They're undercover too. You got the Chicago police on the white side supporting them. They're undercover. So you got a lot of these companies supporting Valor undercover. But here come the black. We want him. He can do better. You tell me a white man can do better than a black man? It's still in that mentality of hating each other. You know, white folks get in the room, they fight. When they come out, they be unified. Negroes get in the room and fight each other and kill each other. And then say, well, we want something better. How can you have something better when Lightfoot was doing a good job, but they hated Lightfoot because she was a black woman. She was getting stuff going. So all of them got together. They should have had a whoop and whooped every one of them Ottomans that ran. They should have got a stick and whooped every one of them because they ain't nothing but dividers. That's all they is. No good. The worst thing you've seen when a black man fight another black man, and no good if it's in Detroit, California, Mississippi, it ain't no good. So these Ottomans ain't no good at all. And all of them that stood up, here's a black man running. They can find everything wrong with the black man, but ain't nothing wrong with the white man. That's a slave mentality. They got a slave mentality. And some of you come from Mississippi, Arkansas, and some of these people still in Mississippi and Arkansas. They got a slave mentality. The black, and Dr. King came to Chicago. And Dr. King was in Chicago, 1868. He was here. We marched on the west side when Mayor Daley was the mayor. And he wouldn't have the police to guard Dr. King. But Jeff Ford and David Boxdale and the Latin King and all and the Viceroy, they guarded Dr. King when the white folks wouldn't guard him and they want to put Dr. King out of town. Here it is, 2023. Most of them young men is dead or in prison. Okay. But here's some Uncle Tom, you know, here's some Ottomans that ain't got no feeling or nothing. They just got their hand out for a handout. That's all they want, a handout. And they going against the black community for a handout, okay? But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Purpose span, W-V-O-N. He said, Bishop, they ain't together. He said, Bishop, they ain't together. They still think they in the cotton field. And we was more better off when the slaves got together. The men couldn't divide them. Dr. King said that when the slaves got together. And right now, in 2023, in the city of Chicago, put it down. I want to know how this mayor race is going to go when the blacks then jumped off the boat and jumped in a boat that's sinking. Because when Dallas get in, he ain't doing nothing for black folks. And the folks that are supporting him hate black folks. I mean, what it take for you to understand you can't make people love you. If you don't love yourself, ain't nobody else going to love you. Here's Jesse White, 90 years old, talking about he been know the man 40 years. You've been in slavery for 40 years. And here's this young boy talking about he running for mayor. And what he going to do, he done jumped, he done got a little money. They all getting a little money to fight against the black man. And Mr. White was coming on. Mr. White said he's going to look at that boy got his head cut off in Mississippi. They cutting niggas' head off and cutting their legs off. Y'all think y'all safe? You ain't safe. I'm just letting you know racism is still strong in America. And I just want you to understand how bad it is in 2023. Now, there's some things that's going on you need to know about. There's some things happening in our community that's going to be like, they're okay for the train to go through Chicago, come through Detroit. With all that bomb stuff and chemicals, when it run off the track, it's going to kill a whole lot of folks. In Ohio, it's a lot that land and kill fish and animals. You can't go back there. You go back there and talk about you to the house, you got to sell the house and burn it down because you're going to get cancer. But the big corporations don't care. This is what the government did. I got to say it. The government done okay train with all them tankers, 200 tankers, come right through Chicago, through right downtown, going right through Ohio, right through Detroit, with all them chemicals. It's a disaster set up for murder. That was said in the autumn, the politicians, the councilmen ain't said nothing. Now, that's part of that. We got the Arkaton. You know, these Ottomans, and they need, I might get some go boycott the office. I think I will get a few people where it's kind of warm and get a picket sign and boycott the office. You know, Malcolm said it was like a Tom. I didn't want to believe that, but Malcolm is dead in his grave. He's ancestor. He did not lie. He did not lie. How can you, this is what I want to say, but make it clear. How can you not be for somebody that's for you? How can you not be able to help the women and the children and you want to help somebody else that don't care nothing about you? Now, when Dr. King came to Chicago, we had a rally. And the white folks and Dr. King had a program to learn those that dropped out of school. They put them out of school. And they had a program to learn them how to read and write. You know what the Daley administration did? They cut it off from Washington. So these people ain't trying to make you, what they're trying to fight you. So this is some of the stuff that's going on, what I want to say tonight. As this is Bible class night, Bible study, why not study the truth? A handful of faith and a bucket full of truth. I got a bucket full of truth for you. And we are right now in 2023, it's March. And black folks ain't woke up. The politician we put in office, they get some money in their pocket and then they turn away from the black community. That they turn away from the black community and get what they get, but they're going to be run out of office. You know, they're putting a curse on them. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is going to get them. You ain't got, all you got to do is just pray. They're going to come up dead, accidents, floods, all of that. Now just all, you might believe this. Now, all them that jumped off the boat, you know, we were brought over in chains, our ancestral world, for us to have a better life. Marcus Garvey, they put him out of the country because he was talking about black. They killed Martin Luther King because he was talking about black. They killed Malcolm X because he was talking about black. Okay? They killed him. And those that were singing about black, they killed Sam Cooke because Sam Cooke was talking about, I want to be my own producer. I want to do that. See, these Jews got these rappers cussing, calling bitches and hoes to black folks. They're getting kind of money. And some of the rappers, they got big money, but they got it on off the back of poor black people, and they still kicking black people to the curb. I mean, it's a serious stuff. The Bible study tells us to be true to ourselves. I'm going to say tonight, Father, open our eyes that we might be able to see the truth. And if you got a handful of faith and I got a bucket of truth, you better stick with the bucket of truth. Because the bucket of truth gonna open your eyes to what's happening. Now, I got some more things I want to say. before we get into our service. You can take it down. How come Russia, the plane down, and they're talking about ain't a big thing. Here's a $1 million plane. Russia knocked it down. And they trying to say it ain't nothing. It is big. Russia ready to declare war. And we got people in the White House, Republican, Democrat, they want to jump on poor people, but they want to go fight Ukraine. Here's the man that knocked the drone down. Ain't nobody saying nothing about let's knock some of their planes down. If it's war they want, let's have war. You're already in a war already. So what I'm saying to you, the White House keep lying to us. Oh, it ain't no big thing. It's a big thing. They come and knock the plane down, put gas on it, and it ain't no big thing. It is big. They own your territory. That's the kind of stuff it is. I don't know if they're scared of Russia or not, but hey, we at some time, America got to stand up. If you ain't going to stand up, put somebody in the White House, going to fight. Put somebody in the White House, will stand up. If they scared to stand up, put somebody in there. I don't care, Republican or Democrat. If Trump going to fight, put him in there. Okay? If Trump going to get a reparation, put him back in. Because I'm seeing the Democrats is lying about the drone. They already can sign a bill where trains can go through the whole community with all them chemicals. All they worried about the money. They're putting the money over people's lives. Oh, I'm telling the truth. Now, I want to say this. I prophesied this in my prophecy. Yeah, some planes going to have an accident because they're too cheap to put some people up in their tower, and it's not safe to get on a plane. Y'all want to ride to Vegas? It's not safe to get on a plane right now because they ain't telling you. And Buttigieg, whoever over transportation, he all messed up. He all crossed up. He shook up and everything. They didn't even want to go to Ohio where the thing blowed up. Fish is dead in the water. And they're like, we doing something. It's all right to drink the water. Okay? And fish dying in the water. It's going to take some years to clean up. That water going to seep down to the water in the ground. So we got a situation at the White House where they're lying. They ain't telling the truth. It's all right for Russia to knock the plane out the air. It's all right. It's an accident. Ain't no accident. They must think we crazy. There ain't no accident that train went over in Ohio. It ain't no accident that they done paid for trains, been hooked up two train companies. They're going to ride right through Chicago, right through Ohio, right through Milwaukee, right through Detroit, right through Mississippi, full of chemicals. And they can blow up at any time and kill a mass of people. That's what it's set up for disaster. That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to go to church. Somebody got to speak up and step up. Russia was intent to knock that drone down because Russia and China is together. You shot China down, they knocked you down. And you know, it's an accident. It wasn't no accident that you go around the plane 4 or 5 times and spray gas on it. It ain't no accident. With a fighter plane, they didn't do it. A fighter plane, that means they come for war. And we got some weak-needed people in Washington talking about they over something, they over nothing. You know, they come and stormtroop Chicago, stormtroop and people from other countries knocking the planes down in the midair, spying on us. And we saying they made that accident. There ain't no accident. They know what they're doing. I wish we had some men that had some balls. Oh, let me need some balls to stand up and fight. Russia finna get ready to take over America. And you somebody, they did an accident. Any fool know there ain't no accident. I'm gonna leave that alone. But it make me mad to see black fighting black. Here in Chicago, we got a black man running and all the blacks gonna jump off the ship. They're going for the white man. The white man says, I don't want y'all. And here's a guy, I'm gonna see who he's gonna support. He's with Hal Washington. And, you know, because the guy they wanna put in there, he messed up in New Orleans. He messed up in Cleveland. Now he's back in Chicago running for mayor. And he ain't for black folks at all. When are we gonna wake up? And we sleep. That's real. Now, I want to say this tonight. I'm praying for you, you and you, but the truth got to come out. Tell the truth. We got to ask God to open our eyes up to the truth. A bucket of truth will beat a handful of faith. You see, and black folks got lots of faith and got no truth. And when you tell them about the truth, they get mad. They get mad. When you tell them about the truth, they get mad. Oh, they get quite mad. Are you talking about the truth? It came on there. 8,000 priests molested children in the Catholic Church. They're going to get mad at it, but that's what it said. I mean, that's what was said. So what I'm saying, this is record. This is a record that what he said, that happened in an 8-year period. So homosexual in the church is wide open. Your little boy, your little daughter might get raped going to mass. Y'all don't want to hit me. Bishop Pope Benedict brought it out. And now, what stand do the church have to deal with what's going on right now? They're trying to push pill. Why are you going to send pill in the mail and anybody can get them? It's just the moral, Dr. King said it, the moral of our nation is gone. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. Some of you is okay with that. I'm not okay sending death pills all over, you know, who's going to get the pill? But as long as you're making a dollar. See, even, let me prophesy this. I got it on paper. There's going to be some more shooting. There's going to be some more killing. There's going to be some more shooting in the churches, in the malls, in the schools, in the college. Why? Because the Democrats and the Republicans have not stopped selling weapons, assault weapons. That they put all the guns in the hands of the children. Children shooting their mamas and daddies, shooting teachers at school. And the administration ain't said nothing about it. They looked the other way. What I'm saying to you, God said high, and Bishop Ross said he looked low. And Prophet Johnson, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. That was it. And once you get ready for your path to be directed, doors gonna open up. And I want to talk about the man had his head cut off. You ain't seen it on NBC. CNN ain't said nothing about it. ABC, NBC, all of them ain't said nothing about it. You got to get it off the internet. They cut the man's head off and chopped his arms and legs off. Right there in Mississippi. They stopped lynching now. They cutting the heads off. That was what I'm saying. So that's some of the stuff happened. But I'm asking God to open our eyes that we might see. Sister Pearl, God bless you tonight. Now, I want to tell y'all, if you got a need, you plant your seed. Thank you for your seed, Sister Pearl. And Pearl was telling me about Boogie Woogie Woogie. And I know what Boogie Woogie Woogie means now. I don't know what it means. And I want to say that this was in Mississippi. They cut the white folks cut the boy head off, cut his legs off. NBC ain't said nothing about it. ABC ain't said nothing about it. CNN ain't said nothing. Ain't none of them TV channels saying nothing about it. You got to get off the internet. When it comes to black folks, they don't tell you about it. They come in and kill and police shoot you down and all of that. But what I'm saying tonight, blacks have to get together and understand that Dr. King said the most racial thing is color your skin. And if these Uncle Tom Ottomans here in Chicago, flat Tom, you know, and I'm gonna work to get every one of them out of office because they ain't no good. Put somebody in there gonna stand up for black people. Now, all of them, all five of them running. When Johnson got it and Valley got it, I said, I know the black gonna go and help the black man. They run to the white boy. Oh, I'm with Sonzo. He's a good man. He fought a year. White boy ain't care nothing about you, man. He put you in slavery. He care nothing about you. But that's the kind of stuff going on. But I'm going to shift gears. If you got to fly, it's three planes going to fall. They're going to have accidents. I'm going to say that. Some trains going to turn over with some chemicals in it. Because, you know, we just take stuff for granted. The government got to do its job. Here is Russia shoot the plane down. They say it's an accident. Do they think we crazy? Russia shot the plane down and let them know. We will bomb America. I wish we got somebody in the White House got some balls. Somebody to stand up because this is war. I don't know what the Republicans are doing. They fighting each other, and people come in and take this country over. They're bringing people in, and right now, they put people in schools where black people are sleeping on the bridges. And one black lady went to the, you can't get in. How come I can't get in? I'm a taxpayer. You done brought somebody from Ukraine and put them in there, and you got people outside, sleeping outside. This country got to get it together. It's destroying itself, Jerry. It's destroying itself on the inside. Brother Dale, I want to tell you, your daddy, Purvis Stan, said that these blacks ain't got it together. You know, and I think that's some of the stuff that's happening right now, that we got to stand up and fight for the rights of our women and children. And, you know, I want to say that to you before we get started. This is Bible class tonight. What I want to say tonight, I want you to read Psalms 15, Psalms 90, and Psalms 99. I want you to get ready for a door to open up. But really, a hand for the faith and a bucket of truth. Now, what that really means, if you see the truth, you got to see what the truth is. And what I mean by that, we got, this is what we got, I want to say this to you. We got fights, white folks still fighting black folks, and cut the man off, and tell them, Mississippi, cut the man's head off. The man called the sheriff and said, I got some white boys following me. And then the police, the sheriff, and that's it ain't nothing. And they found the man with his head cut off, leg cut off, black man. White folks did it. If we don't stand up, you'll never know nothing about it. You ain't seen nothing about it on 7, ain't said nothing about it. NBC, ABC ain't said nothing about it. Talk about everything else. They put all this gay mess. But they ain't talk about the killing of black men and black women. Black women come up missing. So nobody do know. One white woman come up missing, you get 100 agents to find them. But a black woman gets missing, they don't say nothing about it. Dr. King said, I want to say it. There's a law for white folks. There's a law for black folks. Until we come together, we're going to keep finding out this happening to us. But God said high and he looked low. And Grandma Mitchell said that when she prayed, God moved. And it's going to be tornadoes. Let me help y'all out. It's going to be tornadoes after tornadoes, flood after flood after flood, back to back. Let me say another word, y'all like. Repeat until they make it. I don't care if it's California. I don't care if Mississippi, Arkansas. If you don't repent from your sin and let black folks in, it ain't going to stop. The ancestors, I'll show you when to ring a bell. That's what ancestors. That's where your mamas and dads and grandmothers come in, build this country, and didn't get reparation. And y'all say, it's all right. It ain't all right. It is not all right until this country treats black folks right. Hell gonna keep coming. Storm. Get ready. You want to go to Florida? Go on down there. It's going to be 5 hurricanes down there. Go on to California. It's going to be some more floods down there. You want to go to Las Vegas? You're going to have some floods in Las Vegas. No, we want to run to that. We don't want to fix ourselves. We want to go somewhere else. That's what happened with that. But tonight, this is Bible class night. If I hurt your feelings, so what? If you can't stand the truth, I'm sorry for you. If you don't understand, we behind the enemy land. Go to the mirror, look at yourself. The mirror, mirror on the wall, why I'm black? You're going to say you're black and ugly. Because when you're pretty, when you know who you is, I'm black and I'm fine. Dr. James said, I'm black and I'm fine. Grandma used to tell him, if you're fat, you're fine. If you're skinny, you're fine. If you're short, you're fine. Okay? So you got to let know that you black and you fine. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And once you know that, you'll be all right. See, some of you are messed up. See? Messed up. Because you caught up, you know, right now, and most black women ain't, you know, what the girl went, I told her, a lady, she was at the beauty salon. She said, I'm getting this stuff to put in my hair. I said, baby, it give you cancer at the uterus. I said, give you cancer. You put that slick stuff in your head, it give you cancer. And you know what the people that own the shop, we'll pay it off. You know, let 500 women die. Don't make no difference. Until you wake up trying to be cute, okay? And some of you women, let me say this here. I know y'all ain't liking me. Some of you women getting booty lips, tummy lips, and some of you getting your titties pumped up. What's wrong with you? What's going on in your head? How did we, I got to put the show on, but how did we get at this level where black women want to straighten their hair out and they put something to put lie in their head? And it's go through their pores and give them cancer in the womb. Okay? How did we get at the level where black women want to kill their little black babies in their womb? How did we get at the level where black women want to be men and men want to be, and you got black men want to be women, running around with their hands up like that, homosexual. You're talking about it's all right. I'm at the LBT, no LBT, that's an LB lie. It's a human race. That's man and woman. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. And you go for that stuff. You go with it. It ain't my fault. It's your fault if Romans 1 and 26, I want somebody to get the Bible. I want somebody to get Romans 1 and 26 for me. When you get it, raise your hand, I want you to read it. And then we're going to have church. But I got to get that out tonight because it bothers me to see so much going on with this homosexual thing. And you don't know where it's come from. Let me see. I got somebody on here to talk about it. I wasn't going to do it, but I got to bring it out because it's destroying a race of people. It's destroying your children. And even in school now, you go to school, and this boy went to school and told the teacher, I'm a girl. Teacher said, get somewhere and sit down, you're a boy. He went home and told his mama, the teacher bullied him. And what the teacher told him, she said, get your ass out of here. That's what she said, and don't come back. And told the principal, if you want me to leave, I'll leave. But I'm not going to compromise truth for somebody. You women messed up. I mean, we all messed up trying to live something we're not. I hate to say that, y'all. If the little, I'm on. Play this here because I got to play it. Because some of you messed up and you going along with your kid. Here's a kid, Mama, I'm a girl. Here's a girl talking about, Mama, I'm a boy. And you go along with that mess. That's a sin and abomination for God. You're going to bust hell wide open. And it's all right. This is part of racism. Play this in for you. Y'all listen to this in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is just doing a special short version of the cows. Wanted to speak with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. about homosexual activity. I was able to speak with him privately last week, and he shared some really interesting thoughts, and I wanted him to share that with you all briefly. I didn't want to take up too much of his time. Mr. Fuller, when I spoke with you, you said that white people tend to think of non-white people as boys and girls, and you tied that into how that relates to homosexual behavior. Could you share that with our audience so they can get a really clear picture of what you're saying?
Well, there is a system of white supremacy in place, which just means just mistreatment and domination and use of people in a royalist manner based on color. That's basically what it is. That's what racism is. It's just a variation of the of royalism, but it's based on color rather than on other things like lineage and who your father was and what your name was. I mean, 1,000 years ago, and certain sets of traditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what basically racism is, and it's turned out to be the most powerful form of royalism in the known universe now in the form of what we call racism and or white supremacy. Now, in any structure that's dominant, you have to dominate the people in all areas of activity. If you don't dominate them in all areas of activity, then other areas of activity will slip away from the domination factor. And you have 9 areas, according to what I have written, that will just about cover most things. I think that's adequate enough. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Now, I call sex the 8th area of activity in alphabetical order of the other areas of activity. So that just comes up as number 8. But sex is the most powerful motivating force among people, next to the system of white supremacy itself. Because whatever the dominant system is, that's what people react to on the planet. So the dominant system at this particular time in history, and has been as far back as anybody can remember who's breathing now, the dominant system, that's mistreatment of people based on color, domination of people based on color. So the sexual aspect is the second most powerful motivating force rather than the first under this system, since the racist factor is the dominant motivating force among people, and sexual motivations are the second. Now, the racists, apparently, according to the evidence, have studied how people who are subject to them are motivated sexually. Now, if a male is a boy, which you are a boy, you're a little boy when you're born and whatnot, and then you get to be a bigger boy and whatnot, and at a certain point you reach what they call a certain degree of maturity, which is decided according to the social system that you have at hand, you're now entering the threshold of what they call manhood. So you go from boys to men. Females go from girls to women, and that's the normal process in most societies. So what the racists did was look at that and said, well, you when you have a system of racism, you only have one man and one woman category, and that would be the masters themselves. You can't have your victims of the system growing into manhood and womanhood. So if they start trying to be men, if they go from boys to men, now you have a problem. You have a bigger problem than you had before. When they were boys, They were completely dependent on you. They understood that they'll do your bidding, and they're easier to control. Same way with the girls who are trying to be women. But when they start thinking that they are men, you're not going to have but one man in the house of white supremacy, and he's got to be white. And you're not going to have but one woman, and she has to be white. So now it defies logic that you would allow them to go from boys to men. So if you're not going to allow them to go from boys to men, what will you allow them to do? Because they are constantly growing, they are constantly getting smarter, and they have a natural tendency to want to break away from boyhood and to become men. Say, so what you do is divert them away from wanting to become men and have, if it's a male, have him go from boyhood to femalehood. In other words, he changes his gender altogether, at least in his mind. Then he's easier to control. Then you do the same thing with the female. Take the black female, and rather than allow her to go the normal progression of things, steer her in the direction away from becoming a woman and in the direction of becoming a male. In other words, she will switch genders in her mind. Now, her body didn't switch genders, but we can probably do some things that give her the illusion that her body can be made to switch genders too. Now, when you do that, what you have is confusion. You have added confusion. And one of the best ways to control people for a long period of time, particularly if you confuse them sexually, is through confusing them sexually so that you have a male thinking he's a female or wanting to be a female, even if he's struggling and trying and whatnot and trying to do everything that a female does, but he doesn't have the physical equipment. But he's got it in his mind anyway. He's just determined that he's going to act like one and be one and do the things that females do and look at males like a female looks at males normally. And then over in the female column, have the female do the same thing. Only thing about it, she's not going to try to grow into womanhood. She's going to try to do everything that she sees males doing, including in the bedroom. Try to become an artificial male. And she can do this in her mind because the mind is very flexible. A person can actually think that they are a bird if they want to. But before they try to fly or jump off a building, it's best that they get their equipment for doing so. You know. So that's the way that works. And when you can get people on that roll and when you have people subject to you, you can always propagandize anything. You can make anything look like it's the fashion because you set the rules for the society. So that's what's going on. I tried to be as comprehensive as I possibly could in that description, and I hope that people could understand what was being said.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we have now. We're heading in that direction now, full steam ahead.
And when I spoke with you, I said that, you know, the counter-argument that I frequently hear is that, well, there are a lot of white people who are also participating in so-called homosexual activity. And, you know, this is not something where they're just trying to trick black people into doing it. You have people who are born so-called gay or homosexual, and, you know, this is no trick at all. If it was, you wouldn't see all these white people going around and doing it and being mistreated because they are participating in these so-called homosexual acts. What would your view on that be?
Depends on how it plays out in the end. Now, if the system of white supremacy remains intact, then that will prove the supposition just outlined. That will prove that it's valid, that it is designed basically to support what is already in place. Otherwise, you would have the system of white supremacy would go out of business. There would be no reason to keep it in business if the white people were serious about really getting rid of racism and getting rid of what they call all of the sexual and gender categories and all like that, because racism is an artificial category. See, just because people are of different colors doesn't say that they are members of a race. That's an artificial construct. No one is supposed to be a member of a race. That's something completely made up. So if you can do the same thing with gender. You can do the same thing with a lot of things. But you have to wait until it reaches a certain point where you've got enough evidence to prove the proposition that you made in the first place. Now, like I say, this is my concept of the way things are going because there is still a system of racism in place. Now, if racism is still in place, when all of the so-called anti-sexual, that's what I call it, behavior,
yes, sir,
comes to full fruition and everybody's accepting of it, everybody's participating in it or embracing it or parading it around and saying that it's the best thing ever discovered since ever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you still have a system of racism in place, then that will have proved the supposition because ordinarily all of racism would disappear. But see, it's designed to lure. Now, here's where I based that on, the luring part. In the history of the system of white supremacy, there's a thing called whiskey. It was very popular, the use of it. Now, if you are a practiced deceiver, one thing that you know about the science and the art of deception, you cannot deceive people into doing things unless you are doing quite a bit of it yourself. If you're going to be what you call a real arch deceiver, and the white supremacists have proven that they are arch deceivers, they are very skillful at deception. So in order to deceive people, you can't get people to drink whiskey, and you're sitting there never drinking any of it yourself. So there's some historical record of this. So what they'll do, a deceiver will sit there and practice drinking whiskey under controlled conditions. You know, take a little sip, know exactly where the point is where you get good and drunk or where you don't get good and drunk. Then once you learn what they say, and some people brag about it in bars and whatnot, said, hey, I can drink you under the table, meaning they can outdrink you, that you will drink. I mean, that they will drink and you will drink. But when they drink, they don't get drunk. But you wind up drunk. Many males who have tried to deceive females into sexual activity, you know, back in the days when whiskey was a bigger thing than dope, used to get into the booth in the restaurant and start that process. Say, now, what I'll do, I'll know she's not willing, really, but she'll be willing before the night's over because I'm going to get her to drink some of this stuff that I brought with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be drinking and she'll be drinking. He'll take a sip, she'll take a sip. Next thing you know, she's willing to go along with anything. She doesn't know what she's doing, but he does. Now, many a person, particularly pimps, understand that thing very well. Now, it's the same way with whiskey as it was used, according to the record of white supremacists themselves, in dealing with people who are called Indians. Sit down, Chief. We're going to have a Thanksgiving Day. We're going to give thanks for all of the wonderful things that have been done for both me and you by our Maker, by the great spirits. And, in fact, I brought some spirits with me. It's in a bottle. You never had anything like this before, but you will want it after you get it. It's called fire water. It's full of spirits. It'll give you spirit like you have never had before, Chief. And the chief said, well, what's wrong with just pure water from the river, from the great streams of our lands? Say, oh, yeah, but you never had nothing like this. This is something we made in a factory. It's got water in it. No mistake about that. Well, we got a little alcohol and a few other stuff, a little other stuff that I've added here. It'll pep you up, give you another perspective on looking at the mountains altogether. Might be good stuff. So he gives it to the chief. And at the same time, now, the chief is a little suspicious. So he's drinking right along with the chief. So that means everything must be okay. So he's drinking. I'm drinking. Next thing you know, the chief is under the table. Chief's not used to it. And
you
the white supremacist, while he's drunk, or when he begins to come out of the stupor, says, okay, chief, I got some paper here I want you to sign. I'm going to give you $22 for Manhattan. Now, when the chief really gets sober, see, now he's angry. He wants to go on the war path. But he's already signed everything away. And what was the instrument for doing it? Deception through an act of using whiskey. Now, the whiskey, you know, that's working all over the world and starting to do it in South Africa, in Thailand, and other places and whatnot, is sex and anti-sex. Oh, you don't need to be a female all the time. After all, females have to go through a lot of agony. Wouldn't you like to be like your brother? Well, I don't have the equipment of my brother. Oh, well, you can pretend that you have it. I got some stuff I can sell you in the store. Strap-ons, you name it. And you just get it in your head that you should be a male. Because males can get things done. They got privileges that females don't have. And you say, well, you know, I don't particularly, you know, the lady says, I don't particularly want to be a male and all like that. Well, it's something, you know, have you tried it? You don't know it. Don't knock it if you ain't tried it. And knowing black people, particularly in this area of the world, we like anything that looks like it's bordering on something new. Because we're so tired of everything that ain't new. And they won't know, we'll go for it. We'll pioneer, you know, we'll lead the parade, which is what they try to get us to do. Now, you can't get a decent place to stay. You can't get a decent job. But if you want to lead the gay parade and you're black, they will reserve a spot for you. If you don't believe it, try it. That's what I mean by evidence of what I'm talking about. The record shows this. And they start with who? The youngest. Okay. Always work with them in the choir and churches and whatnot. And they do it through the most intelligent of black people. They don't start with the fellow sitting there with the wine bottle in front of the liquor store who's 40 years old. Because he's a black male. That's why he's drinking. He's been disallowed to ever be a man, and he knows he'll never be one. He'll always be a boy. And that is tearing him up inside. That's why he left his wife, left his children, and all like that. I mean, he gave up on everything and started drinking. That's why he's sitting on the curb out there. Because he's still struggling to be a man, and he will fight people right there in that parking lot about his manhood. So you can't hardly get to him, even when he's drunk. You say, oh, man, get away from me. Don't be feeling on me. I got this big hip woman out here, you know, this big leg woman out here, you know. You know, if I want to do something like that, that's who I'm going to get with. I don't want you. Get your old rough, dirty hands off of me, you know. Man, I like women, you know. I'm a man, you know. I'm a man. Look at me. I'm a man, you know. I don't want no man. Even when I was in the joint, I didn't want one. See, that's the way he'll talk. He's 40 years old, okay. But what do? They go around and get the teachers and the guys who are going into the ministry, and that's where they spread that gospel among black intellectuals. Because the street dude, see, he's still struggling. I mean, he ain't going to never make it, because you can't be a man under the system of white supremacy. You've got to remain a boy or turn into a female. By turning into a female, I mean having the kind of ideas about the opposite sex that a female has, but you're a male. But you got the same idea about a male as your sister has. You're trying to outdo her. You're trying to take your sister's boyfriend. That's the way the white supremacists want it.
My co-host, I believe is here. She is a non-white female, and she is 10 years old. But she has been studying your work, and she understands that there is a system of racism, white supremacy. I was hoping she could ask some questions as well. Are you there, Justice?
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry about the misunderstanding. Okay.
Do you have some questions you would like to ask Mr. Fuller?
Not at this moment.
Okay. I will,
well, she can think about what I said. See, here again, codification is about not taking Neely Fuller's word for anything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to just walk around and take a look. See, just don't jump into things. Just walk around and take a look and see if it doesn't start adding up. Because that's what I do. I don't jump to a conclusion and then go around trying to bombard people with the conclusion I jumped to.
Mm-hmm.
I just go around and see if there's evidence of what I think might be happening.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I challenge, you might say, if you want to use that term, I say questioning, it's not a challenge. If I have a concept, I'll go around and question the concept that I have before I even reveal it. And see, you know, well, something is going on. Now, why is this happening? Why here? Why now? How come it wasn't happening, you know, 60 years ago? Why is it happening now? And why is it happening involving black people on this scale?
Mm.
See what I mean? Yes, and I'm saying now, someone must have thought it up or it wouldn't be happening because it's something that's happening between people.
Mm.
And anything that black people do, the white supremacists always have something to do with it.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's not going to be happening in the first place. If it's something that's bad for their business, they will cut it off. They'll put a stop to it. But if it's something that they think is good for their business, they'll not only let it roll, they will support it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard white supremacists argue about white people engaging in what we call homosexuality or gayism or lesbianism and whatnot. And that's another thing, even the terms don't add up, because I've even asked the questions, which is what you do in any kind of research. Why are gay people called gay? Nobody answers that. Is it named after a person, Mr., you know, Frank Joshua J., gay or what, you know, who started it, you know, or who promoted it, who had an organization by that name and it was named after him? I can see that. But it's just, you know, all of a sudden, gay. What does that mean? And then you say gays and lesbians. Then you add another one, transgender. Gays, it started off just being gays, then lesbians, then transgender. So one legitimate question is, where is the cutoff point?
Mm.
See what I mean? And another thing, is a lesbian gay? Why do you say gays and lesbians? I mean, you know, these are just questions, logical
right.
questions.
Right.
If you got a big sign out and you're carrying it around and telling everybody to join in and support it and contribute some money to it and all like that, people should know what they're contributing money to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And another thing, where is the payoff? Now, if it's an improvement over what we call traditional sex, because they call it alternative, that's another term. This is a alternative, you know, meaning something that's different from the usual or something that's various, a variation of the basic. Well, then you ask several questions there. Well, is there anything incorrect about the basic? And a person might say, no, but this is an alternative, of course, you know, for people who just got tired of the basics, want to do something different. What's wrong with variety? What's wrong with diversity? Diverting from one thing to another. Well, maybe nothing, but let's examine it. Examine it for what? To see if it is an improvement over what you already had. And if so, justify it by showing, by example, where is the improvement? Which one of these. See, when you start talking about homosexuality or lesbianism, these are not just abstract words. These are talking about you have to do certain things to qualify. So what are these things that you do? And which one of them is an improvement over what has been done? That's just like a person might come around and say, well, hey, you know, I used to kind of be attracted to people, you know. I've had several wives and all like that. Even had a little incest, I mean, every now and then, I mean, you know. But I finally came to the conclusion that people ain't where it's at all. I'm in the bear. You know. You say, what do you mean you're in the bear? I'm into bear. I go out in the woods and I chase me down a bear. The bear ain't chasing me no more. I'm chasing them. I have found that that's a wonderful alternative. I mean, after all, man, I mean, let's face it. Look at these marriages and divorces and whatnot. I don't have no trouble with the bears. I mean, I used to didn't think of anything about bears except just going to the ball game, you know. But I found out that, man, if you really snuggle up to a bear, you'll never want to go back doing nothing else. Now, where'd you get that idea? Well, it just came to me one night. Tired of these women. In fact, people was telling me, well, if you don't like women, get you a man. Well, I'm tired of them, too. So I'm in the bear. See, now you might laugh, but it's going to...
Open eyes that we may Let all descend.